Unit 3, page 59. Read on. The Stone Soup, part 2. Suddenly, Jack had a crazy idea. "Joe," he said, "let's tell the village people that we are chefs and we are going to cook stone soup for all of them." "Stone soup? Are you out of your mind?" "No, I'm not. You'll see." Joe was very hungry, so he agreed. They went to the marketplace. "We are chefs," Jack said in a loud voice. "We are going to cook stone soup for all of you. All we need is a cooking pot and some water." The people were very excited. Suddenly, they were friendly and helpful. "I can give you a cooking pot and some water," one woman said. "Come," a man said. "You can cook the soup on this fire." Jack put the stone in the pot of water. Then he put the pot on the fire. "Can you give us some vegetables for the soup?" "A carrot, maybe?" Joe asked. "I can give you a carrot," one woman said. "Here you are." "Look," one man said. "I found a big potato in my hut. Here, take it." Another man gave them a red pepper. A young girl brought them an onion. "Now we need some meat," Joe said, "and some salt." "Here," a woman said. "This is very good meat. Take it." "And here's some salt," a little girl said. An hour later, the soup was ready. The village people and the chefs enjoyed it very much. "We want to make stone soup together next week, too," a man said. "It's so tasty. What's the secret?" "It's the stone, right?" "No," Jack said. "The soup has a special ingredient in it, but we can't tell you what it is. You have to figure it out for yourselves." Jack knew what the special ingredient was. The special ingredient was sharing.